ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんにちはニューヨーク、こんばんはロンドン。
Ace the JLPT, Japanese Language Proficiency Test, with JapanesePod101.com. Make sure you visit our site, where you'll find more JLPT material, including practice questions designed to prepare you for the real thing. You'll also find useful JLPT tips from fellow learners in our community forum. Visit JapanesePod101.com and get your free lifetime account now. Hi everyone, and welcome back to the JLPT Level 4 Last Minute Prep Course.I'm Jessie, and I'm joined here by Naomi-sensei.
こんにちは、皆さん。Naomi です。
So in lesson 1, we covered 文字 and 語彙, the reading vocabulary section.
そうですね。皆さん、復習しましたか?
Did you memorize the vocabulary words we listed in the lesson notes for the last lesson? We hope you did, because we're going to use those vocabulary words a lot in this lesson.
そうです。それで、今日は読解と文法です。
In this lesson, we'll explain what the 読解文法Reading and grammar section is like.
読解 means reading comprehension?
Yes.
And 文法 means grammar.
Right. So Naomi-sensei, can you tell us a little bit about this section?
はい。読解文法のテストは50分です。
The time allotted for the reading grammar section is 50 minutes.
問題は47あります。
There are 47 questions, and there are 6 types of questions, and they are called 問題1問題2、問題3、問題4、問題5、問題6。
Right. 問題1から問題3は文法。問題4から問題6は読解のテストです。
Questions 1 through 3 test your grammar knowledge and questions 4 through 6 test your reading comprehension.
今日は問題1を勉強します。
In this lesson, we'll be focusing on 問題1. The questions in 問題1 test how much you know about Japanese particles. Naomi-sensei, can you please read us the instructions?
はい。下線のところに何を入れますか ?1、2、3、4から一番いいものを一つ選びなさい。
Fill in the blank to complete the sentence. Choose the best answer from 1 to 4.
As we mentioned in the previous lesson, 下線means underline. So, 下線のところ means the underlined part. 何 is what. 入れる is to put or to insert.
Right. So, 下線のところに何を入れますか means what would you insert into the underlined part? And the choices are all particles.
The top 5 particles you should know for JLPT level 4 are お、に、で、が、and to.
So let's start with the particle o. The most basic usage of particle o is as an object marker.
そうですね。Such as 水をください。
Water, please.
コーヒーを飲みます。
I drink coffee.
When giving directions, another usage of o is often used. Such as 角を曲がってください。
Please turn at the corner.When a sentence involves a motion verb such as 曲がる, to turn, 歩く, to walk, 走る, to run, the place is often marked by お.
そうですね。例えば、for example, 公園を歩く.
I walk through the park. Also, when you go from a smaller place to a bigger place, the particle お is used.
Right. バスを降りる. I get off the bus. 家を出る. I leave home.
Right, so a bus and home are relatively smaller than the outside,、
うん、
which is why we use お.
そうですね。バスとか家は小さいですよね。
The next particle we're looking at is に. The simplest usage is
デパートに行きます。
I'm going to the department store. This に indicates destination and is similar to the English to, as in I'm going to the department store.
うん、うん
When used in this way, に can be replaced with the particle え.
Right, so you could say デパートへ行きます. And you can add the purpose by using に. For example, 買い物 is shopping. So デパートに 買い物に行きます。
I'm going to the department store to shop.
あのね、I just remembered that when my English was pretty bad, I kept saying, I called to my friend, or I emailed to my friend.
Ah, right. We can't use to in that way, right?
そうでしょ? Right. Of course, they're wrong in English, but in Japanese, we add にto mark the recipient of an action.
Right. So, に indicates an indirect object as well. So, for example, how would you say, I called my friend?
私は友達に電話した。
How about, I emailed my friend?
私は友達にメールした。
Right. So, we mentioned that the movement from a smaller place to a larger place is marked by お。However, the movement from a larger space to a smaller space is marked by に.
Sounds really complicated.
そうですね。Try not to think about it too hard though.
そうですね。Let me give you some examples. バスに乗る。
I get on a bus.
タクシーに乗る。
I get in a taxi.
バスとタクシーは小さいですよね。
そうですね。
うん。はい。They're relatively smaller than the outside.
Right, exactly.
But for getting off, the particle を is used. For example, バスを降りる、タクシーを降りる。
To get off the bus and to get out of the taxi, respectively.
はい。
So we've just introduced the sentence, 私は友達に電話した。But instead of に, you can also use と, right?
ああ、はいはい。友達と電話した。But the nuance is a bit different, though.
Right. と means with or together. So, 友達と電話した is I called my friend. But the nuance is more like I talked with my friend mm-hmm. on the phone.
Mm-hmm. So, と has more bidirectional connotation, not just one way.
Right.
So, Michael はリサと結婚した.
Right. Michael got married to Lisa.
Mm.
You can also say, Michael とリサは結婚した。
あ、そうですね。This と means and.
And there's one more important usage of と。と is also used as a quotation marker.
そうですね。と marks where the quote ends. For JLPT4, you need to know A という B.
B, which is called A, or B, which is known as A.
Let me give you some examples. 富士山というお店。
A shop called Fujisan.
Jesse という人.
A person called Jesse.
はい.
Here's another example. JapanesePod101.com というサイト. A site called JapanesePod101.com.
So you can ask your friend like, JapanesePod101.com というサイトを知っていますか?
Do you know a website called JapanesePod101.com?And you could also say something like,
JapanesePod101 というサイトで日本語を勉強します。
I study Japanese at a website called JapanesePod101.com.
And actually, で is the next particle we are looking at.
Right, we used it in that last sentence. The particle で indicates a tool or the means.A reason or a place for an action.
たくさんありますね。
There's a lot of them, right, right. So let's look at an example.
はい。ペンで書きます。
I write with a pen. ペンで。This で indicates the tool that the action is being done with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and let's look at another sample sentence where で is used a bit differently.
バスで行きます。
I go by bus. バスで。This で indicates the means of transportation.
Mm.
So let's look at another sentence where で is used a bit differently.
インフルエンザで学校を休みます。
I'm not going to school because I have the flu. インフルエンザで。This で indicates the reason why we're not going to school.
そうですね。This で is like because of.
Right. And let's look at the last way we can use で。
マクドナルドでコーヒーを飲みます。
I drink coffee at McDonald's.マクドナルドで。This で indicates the place for some action. Naomi sensei, we mentioned を also indicates the place where an action takes place.、
Mm-hmm.
So what's the difference between the two, を and で?
Ah, that's a really good question. を can be used only with a verb that expresses motion, such as
歩く to walk
泳ぐ
to swim
走る
to run
and 曲がる
to turn
whereas でcan be used with any action.
Oh, okay. So I think that's a good way to think about it.
Mm. Hence, で is more convenient.
Oh, I think so. Can be used in more situations.
はい。
And last but not least, the particle が。が indicates the object of certain verbs or adjectives.
Certain verbs and adjectives. That sounds tricky.
Right. Because it's only certain ones, so it might be a little tricky.Basically, you have to memorize which verbs or adjectives take が. But the good news is that the number of vocabulary is limited in JLPT level 4, and we made a list of those verbs and adjectives in the lesson notes, so make sure to read them.
頑張ってください。じゃあ、今日はここまで。
And that's all for this lesson. Find the lesson notes and more JLPT lessons like this one at JapanesePod101.com. Also, find useful JLPT practice questions, tips, tricks, and strategies.So head on over to JapanesePod101.com and claim your free lifetime account now.
じゃあまた!
See you next time!